the community is in total shock. Total shock. People are walking like zombies. Everywhere you go, people are coming to me, embracing me, hugging me, and saying, "Malen, what's happening to us? What's happening to us?" Some people say it's a curse. Others claim, you know, it's no curse. It's just something hard that we are going through. It is beyond belief. It this can really test someone's faith, really. A lot of the relief efforts, organizations in Haiti lost their members, and they are trying to search and find their members right now. So it is really complicated. So it is really quite a balancing act to show compassion and understanding, and at the same time asking for a little bit of patience. It's hard. It's hard to juggle those, you know, in at a time of such grave crisis. It really can test one's faith.
You have family in Haiti, do you not?
I do have family in Haiti. My brother is in Haiti, and his wife, and my little niece. And we don't know right now.
Have you been able to get any news from them? Have you been calling them? How do you balance your role as a community organizer and a concerned family member?
Well, it's very difficult, but I'm a licensed clinical social worker. So this is one of the time that the training kicks in. This is part of my job, part of my training, helping and hurting. So this is a very delicate balance that mental health professionals learn. We are right now taking names of volunteers. We have a lot of people calling today, the agency today. We are already building a list. When it is when the infrastructure in Haiti allows it, we will be ready to move in full force. We are limited by the very nature of and magnitude of the devastation. People are telling me that, and I'm very inspired by that. Several people told me today that this is just a test to show our strength and resilience, because the Haitian people are so strong and resilient. It's like a plant in Haiti called roseau. It is a very pliable plant. When the wind blows, it goes with the wind. It's very, it looks very, very fragile, yet very strong. So that's why there is a proverb, a Haitian Creole proverb, that says, "Nous c'est roseau, we are roseau. We bend, but we will not break." So it's like the Haitian people. We go through a lot, but we will not be broken. We will not be hopeless. That's our story.
Continue avec adoration à l'honneur de la divine.